For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, July the 5th, 2019. Jerry McGee is the speaker of the service teaching on Besieged. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The Lord made the devil. It's like God doesn't want us to be robots. It's like the devil is a competitive God. Are we going to follow him or are we going to follow Jesus? You know, those of you who have children, you want your children to love you, but you don't want to say, hey, you need to love me, because you don't want a robot, do you? God doesn't want a robot. He wants you to love him because you love him. He made the arrows of his quiver to enter my inward parts. Because I'm outside of his refuge. In Psalms 91 says, he will deliver you from the snare of the trapper and the arrow that flies by day. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it'll not come near you. You'll only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. And so when I step outside of his refuge, his arrows enter into my inward parts. I have become a laughingstock to all people. They're mocking songs all day. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drunk with wormwood. Let me tell you, if you do word study on the harlot, she's bitter. She wipes her mouth and says, I haven't done anything wrong. Won't take accountability for a sin. You know people like that? Are you like that? If you are, you need to repent because you're heading the wrong direction. He has broken my teeth with gravel. He's made me cower in the dust. My soul has been rejected from peace. I have forgotten happiness. So I say, my strength has perished, and so has my help from the Lord, my hope from the Lord. Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and the bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me, and I recall this to mind. Therefore I have hope. The loving kindness of the Lord never fails. His mercies never cease. They're new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Basically, he's saying he's the answer to all of this. But we can have no other gods before him. We can't love anything more than we love him. Many of you have got secret sins. All of us have had secret sins that we need to deal with. If you want to walk with God. After I listened to that message and was drawing the kingdom of hell, I thought, you know, I need to get saved. Anyway, I mean, I know I'm saved, but I thought, Jerry McGee, you have been living after the flesh. You need to get with the program. That's exactly what I thought, and I meant it. And it's brought me to some more repentance, praise God. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And we read because we're being besieged. It's because we just read. It's because of rebellion. Isaiah 1:2 says, listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth, for the Lord speaks. Sons I have reared up and brought up, but they have revolted against me. So this is talking about the church revolting against God. Church member. An ox knows its owner, and a donkey its master's manger. But Israel does not know me. My people do not understand. And you say, well, this is the Old Testament, and it's talking about Israel. Did you know that Romans 2 and Romans 9 and Galatians 3 says that we're the spiritual Israel of God? So when it's talking about Israel, it's talking to the church. That's the type and shadow of the church. So the last sinful nation, a people weighted down with iniquity, over offspring of evildoers, and every one of us, no matter how good our parents were, we were offspring of evildoers, and our children can say that of us. Sons who act corruptly, they have abandoned the Lord, They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away from him. Where will you continue again, stricken again, as you continue in your rebellion? The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. That word sick is not speaking of physical sickness, but it's a picture of a person who's been flogged in the head. You see mental problems. And the whole heart is faint. For the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, only bruises, welts, and raw wounds. You say, well, I don't have bruises, welts, and raw wounds. But in the spirit realm, you can't see them with the human eye. But in the spirit realm, if you see like angels and demons, they see bruises, welts, and raw wounds all over you. And some of you think you're being attacked at night, and you are, by demons. It's a curse. Not pressed out or bandaged or softened with oil. Your land, this is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. You know, Jesus said to the disciples, He said, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify my Father who's in heaven. And then it says the lampstand needs to be set on, you know, the lamp needs to be set on a lampstand. It says a city on a hill cannot be hidden. So he was telling the disciples that they were a city. So it says, your land is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your fields, strangers, that's the demons, are devouring them in your presence. The Satan devours, it says in 1 Peter 5a, as overthrown by strangers. The daughter of Zion, that's a church member, is like a shelter in a vineyard, like a watchman's hut in a cucumber field, like a besieged city. So when you're besieged, you're the city. So a person who has been besieged has had his spiritual walls torn down generationally, through the occult, satanic rituals, through occult rituals, through occultic rituals, through childhood trauma, through your sin, through sins committed against you, for you haven't forgiven. Proverbs 25:28 says, like a city broken down without walls is a man who has no control over his spirit. And I'm going to try to explain the breaches. I did this for years on an overhead, which is so much easier because I can have more freedom. But I'm trying to do it up here, and it's hard for me to see it.
Jerry, take the microphone with you, please.
Oh, too many things to do. Thank you. This is a picture of our body, and our soul. And our soul and our spirit. This is a picture of your spiritual walls. Because of the sins you've committed, you've caused breaches. The sins that have been committed against you where you've let the sun go down on your anger. Because of generational sin, we're born with lots of these. Because of generational sin. This is where evil thoughts come from. This is where evil words come from. Because the Bible says that what's in your heart comes out your mouth. This is your soul, is your personality. It's your mind, your will, your emotions, and your heart. This is where your treasure. The Bible talks about a man out of his good treasure produces good. Out of the evil treasure, he produces evil. It's because of this is the evil treasure. This would be the good treasure. There's nothing. This is why if you God tells you to take your thoughts captive, you can't take them captive till you find out where the doorway was. And these are the places where the enemy gets ground in your life. But you know what? As long as God gets glorified, I can see this here. Okay, so, and you could just add, hello, do me one, make it go once. It's not going. Can you go to the next one? Okay. In all of these places, instead of turning to God, these are places where you let the sun go down on your anger, instead of turning to God, you turn to a false god in all of these areas. Made a vow. You know, when I grow up, life's going to be different. When I grow up, I'm going to find someone who loves me. When I grow up, I'm going to find someone who values me. I'm going to find someone who protects me, blah, blah, blah. Plus, this is not even counting some of the gods that Randy I mean, it includes those gods too. Okay, the next one. So if this is where, like I said, this is where evil thoughts come from. This is where words that come out of your mouth. This is where it says a man, when a man is tempted, don't let him say that God tempted him. He's tempted by the lust that's down in his heart. And so that's why all of these, God doesn't deliver you from all these things at once. You couldn't take it. That's why the problem, he's pointing, when you have a problem, he's pointing to the next thing he wants to fix. And that encourages me. So don't get overwhelmed. I know people have many more of these. Okay, the next one. So in all these places, there's been a vow, an idol. Okay, so you don't deal with this. Go ahead and... If you don't deal with it, eventually these areas will work out in your physical body as sickness. And so those of you who've got sickness in your body, you've got to go back and find out what happened back here. Does that make sense? I thank God for teaching me this because I'm on no medication and I don't. Every time I share this, the devil says, you shouldn't share it because I'm going to do a number on you. But I'm trying to teach you the more excellent way. I haven't been to a doctor in 27 years for a physical problem. And God taught me about these breaches. And he taught me through a girl that had come out of Satanism. For years, I spent hours a day with her before I didn't have anything else to do. I'd never been in the occult, never read a occult book. But God told me it was like peeling an onion, dealing with these breaches. I hope there's one. Go to the next one. And so this could be pain. You know where it says, remove vexation from your heart and put pain out of your body. Ecclesiastes 11:10 says that. So if you've got pain in your body, it came out of this is where the vexation of the heart is. The word vexation means sorrow, grief, provocation, anger, and idolatry, because in my trauma or whatever, I didn't turn to God, I turned to a false god. So that's why the pain is manifesting here in the physical body. Okay, do the next one. With cancer, sickness, infirmity, whatever, keep going. Let's see the next one. And the next one. No, back up. Go back to the very first one, way back there where none of this stuff is here. The devil controls all those areas. Okay, now, in the case of satanic ritual abuse, and that's why I wanted to do it on the overhead, but in Satan, just say there's a circle here that represents the personality of a person, and I don't have a... In Satanism, what they do is through rituals is they totally destroy the personality of that child or that person. And then they begin to rebuild, you know, that there was a movie like the $60 million man, how they rebuilt him. And then they then begin to rebuild a breach. They look like breeches. Go ahead and give me one with breeches on there. Anyway, they begin, this has been torn down, if y'all can visualize that. If that's totally been wiped out, and then they begin to build these altars. And of course, psychology calls the altars people in people. It's just demons. They're right about one thing, in all these areas that they rebuild, maybe in pain, a demon would appear to somebody in a ritual and say, if you let me use your body, you won't feel this pain. And so they turn to something else. And so all of these are altars to false gods, even in our life. Wherever we have a breach, we've got a false god. Wherever we have a breach, we have a hurt, pain, grief, sadness, sorrow, anger, fear, bitterness, all of this. So that's why we have to deal with it. I don't know if that makes sense. Next time I share this, I'll try to do different on the bridges. But I hope that makes sense. But the good news is that God knows all that. And he wants to set you free. And he uses the problem to show you what's next. And now my computer went out here. Praise the Lord. Jesus didn't have a computer, did he, or an iPad? Okay. There it is. Isaiah 7:6 says, "Let us go up against Judah and terrorize it and make for ourselves a breach in its walls and set up the son of Tabeel as king over it," in the midst of it. So wherever there's a breach, you know, Tabeel is a type and shadow of Satan, but he was a Persian governor of Samaria who joined with others to try to prevent the building of the wall of Jerusalem. So the enemy tries to keep us from rebuilding our spiritual walls. And so there's the scripture. Okay, Amos 4:3 says, "You'll go out through the breaches in the walls." Now this is really in Satanism, or people that astral project. It says, "You will go out through the breaches in the walls, each one straight before the other, and you will be cast to Harmon." And I didn't look that word up to know what that means. But in extreme cases, people astral project. They go out through the breaches in the walls. And so our walls get broken down through sin. Nehemiah rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem. And so that's what we do in deliverance and repentance, is rebuilding our spiritual walls. And it's a process. It's not anything to get overwhelmed about. You know, God looks at your heart. He looks at, you know, if you're prayed up and confessed up as much as you know how, that's what he looks at, is are you surrendered? Psalms 55:10 says, you know, the Bible says that the enemy goes around our walls day and night to besiege us. Psalms 55:10 says, "Day and night they go around her walls, and iniquity and mischief are in her midst. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the pressure of the wicked, they go down in trouble and in anger." Say, "They bear a grudge against me." Let me see. It says, "For they bring down trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me." And God builds our walls by his favor when we offer him sacrifices of righteousness. And basically, that's just to present our body to him as a living sacrifice and let him do with us what he wants. Psalms 51:18 says, "He will redeem my soul in peace from the battle which is against me, for there are many who strive with me." Verse 10. "And foreigners will rebuild." Let's see, is that the same scripture? No. This is another chapter. It says Isaiah 60 verse 10 says, "And foreigners will build up your walls, and their kings will minister to you. For my wrath I sent against you, and in my favor they have had compassion on you." Isaiah 62:6 says, "On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen, and day and night they will never be silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves." Micah 7:11. "It will be a day for building your walls. On that day will your boundaries be extended." Psalms 31:21 says, "Blessed be the Lord, for he has made marvelous his loving kindness to me in a besieged city." And so how you rebuild your walls is you ask the Lord to show you what, like, use the problem, whatever you're going through, "Lord, show me where the breach is." And then you deal with it through repentance. And you know, you can be, a lot of times people come and they'll have, you know, sickness in their body, and I'll say, you know, sin's behind it, and they'll say, "Well, you know, I've repented of everything I know to repent of. I'm prayed up and confessed up much as I know." But there's stuff down there that you've long forgotten. Everything that's ever happened to you in your whole life is stored down there in your treasure, good and evil. Even generational. Look at the pain that's come down on African Americans because of slavery. That's a terrible thing that they've gone through. And even though today they don't go through that, a lot of African Americans are bearing the pain of their forefathers, of what happened to their forefathers. But praise God, you can get delivered. Amen. It's just like the minute, you know, the minute you forgive, things are broken in the spirit realm.
That's true.
And so we're, but you got to see what you need to forgive, right? And you need to see what you need to repent of. Make sure you're born again. I don't mean a head knowledge. I mean you know that you know that you know that God's transformed your heart.
Amen.
Right? You know, those of you who've been born again, which probably most of you, I'm assuming most of you have, you can't explain it. You can't explain being born again. But when God does this work in your heart, listen, you know that you know that you know. You don't know what happened, but you know something did. That every man, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. I quit cussing. Now I need to work on just speaking negative words. And that's cussing too, but that's a different kind of cussing. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It means the deliverance from molestation of the enemy. And this is where you work your salvation out, is right in here. That's why God says work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That means deliverance from the molestation of the enemy is what salvation means. All of us, and every person has got multitudes. I'm just listing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Usually, I mean, there's people are so covered up with stuff, and every time you sin, and you don't, and you let the sun go down on it, you put another breach. Every time you let the sun go down on your anger, you put another one. Those things don't go away; they stay. So that's why we have to unravel things, and God's the one that does it. We can't do it. But we have to just get on the potter's wheel and he does it. Let go of your idols. The things that you've been trusting in. The things that push your button. The things that cause you to worry. The things that make you fearful. The things that make you angry. All is linked to idolatry. You can always know you have an idol if you get angry when you don't have it. Or if you have it, you fear you'll lose it. Or if you lose it, let's see, you fear you won't have it. And if you have it, you fear you'll lose it. Or if you get depressed. In all those areas, it's where depression comes out. It's where depression comes or discouragement. All of those things. Realign your life with the Word of God. And you got to know what the Word of God says. And so you better read it or you never will have victory. If you don't understand it, you know, my grandmother, Lorna and my grandmother, I don't remember a whole lot about this woman, but I was accused of being like her. So was Lorna. If they had a bad day, they always said Lorna and I were just like Grandmother Reddick. Anyway, one thing she said, Jerry, do you read the Bible? And I said, Grandmother, I don't understand it. She said, if you pray, God will help you understand it. And you know what? I did what she said, and I started reading the New Testament, and I started reading it to try to help my sister who was going through a divorce. This was before I was divorced. I was trying to help her when she was going through a divorce, so I started reading the Bible to try to find the answer to help her, and I got saved. When I got to the scripture that says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, I thought, that's what's happened to me. A week later, a curse word came out of my mouth, and I said, God, that doesn't sound like anything a Christian ought to say, and God delivered me that day 57 years ago. And let me tell you something else. I didn't say this, but one of the major roots to people being demonized is television, internet. Watching these movies that are full of lust, perversion, witchcraft, curse words, taking God's name in vain, blasphemy, antichrist, witchcraft, sorcery, divination. You're just planting things down in your spiritual garden. This is also your spiritual garden. And I heard Corey Blake say that's one of the major roots to demonization in Christians. Christians that are trying to live right. They go and watch these movies and they just contaminate. They're polluting themselves. So if you want more weeds in your garden, just pollute yourself with television, internet. And every time you repent of a sin, when I can do it overhead, you can start erasing these. Every time you repent, and you let God deal with you, that doorway's closed. Repent over the Word of God. And when you read the Word, repent over it. Whether you think you did it or not, break generational curses. That's when I get more deliverance, is just if the Word says, because you did this, I'm going to do this. Lord, forgive me for doing that. If you don't do this, this is going to happen. God, forgive me for doing this. And repent. And I tell you, within 5 minutes, tears are running out of my eyes and my nose. I'm getting delivered. It takes getting in the Word to know what you did wrong sometime, because you can be prayed up and confessed of. Mm-hmm. Practice the Word of God. If it says be anxious for nothing, don't be anxious for anything. Stop it. Meditate on the Word of God. That's like chew on the Word of God, like a cow chews on its cud. And something the Lord is really showing me through the things I've been listening to, I encourage you, if you haven't, to go online and pull up Benny Hinn's message on waiting on God. It'll change your life. And it must be one of his newer messages. Anyway, it's really been life-changing. So wait on the Lord. And he says wait on the Lord means sit down and shut up and focus on God. And just wait. He says you go to the doctor, you have to wait. You go to the dentist, you have to wait. Go wait on the Lord till he shows up, if it takes all day long. And so after repentance, Isaiah 60 verse 18 says, violence will no longer be heard again in your land. This is your land. Nor devastation or destruction within your borders. But you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Hallelujah. So that's the good news. And you know, God has begun a good work in us. We'll perform it into the day of the Lord Jesus. If we just keep on repenting, he looks at our heart. I remember a little granddaughter, Kylie, when she started walking. And that little tooth, she was just a year old. And she would be trying to walk before that. And she would stumble and she'd fall down. And she'd get up and try. And I didn't run over and kick her and say, you stupid kid, you fell down. So God looks at your heart. All I could see was that little heart wanting to get to grandmother. Right? Praise God. So why don't you stand up and just go with whatever the biggest problem you have in it. Whatever your biggest problem is. Father, in Jesus' name. Let me say this. God says, if you honor your father and mother, your days will be long upon the earth, and life will go well for you. So wherever life's not going well goes back to not honoring your mother and father. And honor doesn't mean you have to like them or fellowship with them if they're evil. It means you forgive them by sundown. When you dishonor them, when you let the sun go down in your anger, you dishonored them. And so you could just go with that. Whatever's your biggest problem is, could go back to not honoring your mother and father. So I'm not saying that's it, but it could be. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask for the truth that sets me free. What is the breach you want to heal in my life today? Lord, I want my spiritual walls rebuilt. And so thank you for the truth, Lord, that sets me free. So just ask the Lord to show you what you need to repent of. Let's just take one thing, and if he shows you more than one, that's good. But let's just take whatever the biggest problem is. And if you're through, you can sit down, but don't sit down until you are. I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Lord, forgive me for dishonoring my mother and father. By letting the sun go down on my anger, life has not gone well for me in these areas. So, Lord, I just repent. If my parents are dead, I can't talk to them, but Lord, would you please tell them to forgive me? Forgive me for idolatry. Forgive me for fear of man. Forgive me for having other gods before you. Forgive me for spiritual adultery.
Forgive me for spiritual adultery.
Harlotry. Loving other things more than I love you. Forgive me for thinking it's up to me to be trying to fight the devil. You said all I have to do is stand and resist, which is just oppose. Stand. Father, I ask you to forgive me for not walking in repentance, for not having on your full armor. Lord, I want to put off the old man and put on the new. Forgive me for not doing warfare when necessary. Lord, you're the one I need to deal with. And Lord, I stand firm in the faith. I gird my loins with truth. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lord, if I've not been born again, never been willing to deny myself, take up my cross and follow you, Lord, I do that now. I present my body to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice. Show me, Lord, in the days ahead, why I'm going through what I've been going through. Thank you that you're the answer. Forgive me for not going to you for the answer. Forgive me for trying to work it out in the flesh. Lord, I take up the sword of the Spirit. I shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I take up the shield of faith. I pray at all times in the Spirit. Forgive me for not praying in the Spirit, Lord. Lord, I just ask you, I take accountability for the curses that have come down on me, the disobedience to your voice and your commandments. I want to walk under your blessings, Lord, and not the curses. In Jesus' name, forgive me for anger and bitterness and hurt. God, forgive me for pride, arrogance, boastfulness, haughtiness. Lord, I renounce Indian ancestry. I renounce the occult practices of my forefathers, witchcraft, voodoo, Freemasonry, sororities, fraternities, lodges. I renounce every religion that denies the blood atonement of Jesus or the deity of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Lord, forgive me for being a fool. Forgive me for having no fear of God before my eyes. I forgive my parents for not disciplining me. Forgive me for not disciplining my children. In Jesus' name. I break every word of death, every word of iniquity, every curse and assignment and ritual that's been sent against me. In Jesus' name. Lord, forgive me for spiritual adultery that's caused the curses of lamentation to come upon me. The curses of Deuteronomy to come upon me. The curses of Leviticus 26 to come upon me. In Jesus' name. Lord, I yield to you. And Lord, I take my junky clay and I get on your potter's wheel. I submit to you. And Lord, show me any secret sins that I've been hiding. Help me. They're idolatry. All sin is idolatry. In Jesus' name. I forgive my mother and father. I forgive my forefathers. Lord, I forgive myself. Forgive me for rebellion. My whole head is sick. From the sole of my foot to the top of my head. Because of rebellion. Lord, I've been like a watchman's hut in a cucumber field, taken over by the enemy. I ask you, Lord, to rebuild my walls in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Lord, forgive me for being overwhelmed by all the work that you have to do. Lord, I thank you that a day is like 1,000 years to you. And so I just thank you, Lord, that you're not in any hurry, that you look at my heart. And I don't have to be afraid in the name of Jesus. I command demonic fear of God to leave now in Jesus' name. I break the power of self-hatred. I break the power of all false religions, all idolatry, all covenants made to false gods. I break in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break every curse, every word of death, word of iniquity, curse assignment spoken over me by my parents. I forgive my parents for not loving me, not teaching me the word of God. I forgive them, Lord. Forgive me for every time I've let the sun go down on my anger. Thank you, Lord. Bless you for deliverance. Praise you, mighty God. I command every spirit that came on them through the sins they just now confessed to leave them now in Jesus' name. Come out of them now. Every spirit that would not confess Jesus Christ as Lord, you come out now. Lord, in Jesus' name, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach good news to the captives, to bind up their broken heart, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, that they may be oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Lord, I rebuild their cities, their former devastations, and many generations I build now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Lord, thank you and praise you. Lord, I want to be a healer of the breach. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you feel a release, just lift your hands and just praise the Lord. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. You are the mighty King. Master of everything, your name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of my praise. To you my heart I raise. You are awesome in my life, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. The Lord's going to see us through. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. Lord, fill me
with
love, joy, peace,
long-suffering,
gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Amen. Oh, Lord, we pray for the food. We ask you to bless it, purify it, sanctify it. Bless Dan and Crystal and all the ones that are working in the kitchen. Bless them, strengthen them. Lord, we pray for the workers at this camp that a supernatural strength and grace will come upon them. Lord, that they will run like, Lord, you said if we wait on you, we'll mount up with wings of eagles, we'll run and not be weary, and we'll walk and not faint. That means that you take us up into a higher plane. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.